Hey, Brita community, and welcome back to Caffeine Crossing's Beard Review. I'm Sam.
And I'm Claire. Hey, everyone.
And we are ready for another fascinating review of some of the conversations from our amazing Brita community members.
Yes, and such a variety this week.
And I'm so glad you're here with me, Claire. Now, sadly, we are missing Julia this week.
Oh, that's a shame.
She had a last-minute work emergency, so we're sending her good vibes and hoping everything's okay.
Yes, thinking of you, Julia.
But we'll miss her insights. But hey, that just means more coffee and conversation for us.
Always a silver lining.
Right. So let's dive right in. Sebastian, as you know, is now a dad.
Yes. To a 5-month-old little girl.
It's hard to believe it's been 5 months already.
I know. Time flies.
It really does. I bet those early days are a whirlwind for him and his partner.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. Newborns are just constantly changing and developing. It's amazing to witness.
It is. And, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in that day-to-day chaos of parenting.
Oh, for sure.
And forget to kind of hit pause and really savor those special moments.
Absolutely. Monica actually mentioned something similar.
Really?
Yeah. She said she wished she had documented more of her daughter's early milestones and, you know, those little quirks that babies have.
You know, I bet a lot of our listeners can relate to that.
Oh, definitely. It's something that I think most parents experience at some point.
That feeling of wishing you had captured more of those fleeting moments.
Exactly, because they grow up so fast.
They really do. But Sebastian did share a pretty hilarious anecdote about trying to collect a urine sample from his daughter.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's just a little reminder that parenting isn't always glamorous.
Right. It's not all picture perfect.
It's definitely a lot of trial and error, and sometimes you end up covered in things you didn't expect.
But it's all part of the journey.
It really is. And it sounds like Sebastian is just embracing every moment.
He is. He even mentioned that his daughter's already trying to stand on 3 legs while grabbing objects.
Whoa, 3 legs?
I know. Apparently she's got this unique technique where she'll prop herself up on 1 leg and an arm and then reach out with the other hand.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is. And she's also mastered this adorable crawl that Sebastian calls the buttergam.
The buttergam.
I know. It's the cutest thing. Apparently, it's like a combination of a crawl and a scoot.
Sounds like she's on the move.
Oh, definitely.
But, you know, Sebastian's journey into parenthood actually got us all thinking about the other end of the life spectrum.
Yes. The realities of aging and caring for elderly loved ones.
It's a topic that's often overlooked, but it's something that many of us will face at some point in our lives.
Absolutely. And it's something that Sebastian's dealing with right now as he searches for a senior residence for his 85-year-old grandmother.
Oh, wow. That's a big undertaking.
It is. And it sounds like it's been a stressful process for him.
Why is that?
Well, apparently the search became urgent after his grandmother had a fall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there are these incredibly long waiting lists at almost every facility.
That's concerning.
It is. It really highlights the growing demand for Sealicare services and the challenges that families are facing.
It's a situation that many people can relate to.
Definitely. And as Frank pointed out, the financial burden of elderly care can be really overwhelming.
Frank has experience with this, hasn't he?
Yes. Both with his 87-year-old mother, who lives with him.
Right.
And also with his mother-in-law in England.
Yeah, he mentioned the costs were astronomical.
They were. Home care for his mother-in-law with 5 visits a day was costing a staggering 3,000 euros a month.
Wow.
Yeah, which is over 4,500 Australian dollars.
That's a huge amount of money.
It is. It really brings up the question of how we as a society ensure equitable access to quality care for all seniors, regardless of their financial situation.
It's a question that we definitely need to be talking about more.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Monica chimed in with her perspective on the Australian healthcare system and how it impacts elderly care.
Yes, she made some really interesting points.
She did. She highlighted this contrast between pensioners who receive government assistance and self-funded retirees who often face higher costs.
It does seem a bit unfair, doesn't it?
It does. You'd think that if you worked hard and saved for your retirement, you wouldn't be penalized for it.
You would think so. But unfortunately, that's the reality for many self-funded retirees in Australia.
And Monica shared a story about her neighbor who's been struggling to find a suitable place in a nursing home.
And the daily rates they're facing are just exorbitant.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is. And to make matters worse, Monica mentioned that some facilities require these massive lump sum payments up front.
We're talking like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes. Somewhere around $400,000 to $500,000.
That's essentially forcing people to sell their homes and downsize just to access care.
It's a really difficult situation, and it raises a lot of ethical questions.
It does. Monica was even researching the legal ramifications of hiding assets to avoid these costs.
And she discovered that the penalties can be really severe.
It's a tough situation all around.
It is. You have families struggling with these difficult decisions, and then you have the systemic issues of limited space, long wait lists, and exorbitant costs.
It really paints a picture of a system under immense pressure.
It does. And this pressure is only going to increase as birth rates decline and lifespans increase in many Western countries.
So the demand for aged care services is going to continue to outpace supply.
That's right. It's a trend that Monica highlighted as well, and it makes you wonder, what does the future hold for elderly care?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How can we ensure quality care that's both accessible and affordable for everyone?
It's a conversation that needs to continue and evolve. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. These are such important questions, and I'm glad we're starting to have this conversation.
Me too. I think the stories from our BRIDA community provide such a valuable and human perspective on these complex issues.
They really do.
It's a conversation that we need to be having on like a global scale, I think.
Yeah, because these trends are happening all over the world.
They are.
And you know what I think would be helpful?
Yeah.
If we maybe took a step back for a moment.
Okay.
And just clarified a couple of terms that Monica used.
Okay, sounds good.
Because she was talking about pensioners and self-funded retirees.
Yes.
And I think for some of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Australian system, those terms might be a little confusing.
Yes, good point.
So Claire, could you maybe just break down the difference between those two groups?
Yes, absolutely. So in Australia, a pensioner is someone who receives financial support from the government during their retirement.
Okay.
And this support is typically based on their income and assets, and it's designed to help cover basic living expenses.
Right.
Whereas a self-funded retiree is someone who has accumulated enough savings and investments to support themselves financially during retirement without relying on that government assistance.
So they're essentially financially independent.
Exactly.
But the issue that Monica raised is that self-funded retirees often find themselves facing higher costs for aged care services.
Yes.
Despite having been financially responsible throughout their lives.
Yes, it's like they're being punished for saving for their own future.
It does seem a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does.
And Monica's neighbor situation really illustrates this point.
Yes.
They're being quoted these incredibly high daily rates for nursing homes.
It's really disheartening to think that people who have worked hard their entire lives might have to sacrifice their financial security just to receive the care they need.
It is, and it makes you question the fairness of the system.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about the cost of care, either.
No.
It's also about the availability of facilities. Remember Sebastian's situation?
Yes.
He's facing those incredibly long waiting lists for his grandmother.
Yes. It's a common problem.
And it really highlights the fact that the demand for aged care services is far exceeding the current supply.
And that gap is only going to widen as the population ages.
It's a worrying trend, for sure.
It is. And, you know, Monica pointed out an interesting trend that's emerging in response to this growing need.
What's that?
The increasing reliance on immigrant workers to fill those caregiving roles.
Oh, right. We've seen that happening in other sectors as well, haven't we?
We have. It's a global phenomenon, really.
As the demand for care workers continues to grow, countries are increasingly turning to immigrant workers to fill those positions.
Exactly. And it raises some important ethical questions.
For sure. Are we providing fair wages and working conditions? Are we ensuring that these workers have the support and resources they need?
These are all things that we need to be considering.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a complex issue with many layers.
It is.
But you know what? Maybe we could shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about something a little lighter.
Sure, sounds good.
How about we revisit Monica's adventures at Scout Camp?
Oh, yes. I want to hear more about that koala encounter.
Okay, so picture this.
Okay.
Monica's at Scout Camp, and she decides to sleep in her car for a night.
Okay, in her car.
Yeah. You know, for the full outdoorsy experience.
Right.
She's got her trusty air mattress.
Oh, very important.
Electric pump all set up.
Sounds comfy.
She thought so, too. Until she was rudely awakened by a very vocal kookaburra at the crack of dawn.
Oh no, a kookaburra alarm clock.
Not exactly the peaceful, nature-filled morning she was probably hoping for.
No, not at all.
But hey, it makes for a good story.
It does, and it actually reminded Frank of a rather concerning trend he's noticed in Adelaide.
What's that?
Apparently rising housing costs are forcing more and more people to live in their vehicles.
That's so sad.
It is. It's a real issue, and it just highlights how interconnected these issues are. You know, affordable housing access to healthcare, the financial realities of aging, it's all part of the same tapestry.
You're so right, Claire. These stories from the Breida community really bring these issues to life and remind us that they're not just abstract concepts.
Exactly. They're impacting real people's lives.
And speaking of real-life encounters, let's get back to Monica and her koala.
Yes, the koala. Tell me more.
So this koala was quite the character. Very noisy, not afraid to make its presence known.
Oh, wow.
Monica managed to snap a picture of it perched in a eucalyptus tree.
Oh, I bet that's a great photo.
And it actually sparked this whole conversation about Christmas traditions.
Christmas traditions and a koala. I'm intrigued.
So both Monica and Frank, being from Australia, shared their experiences with real Christmas trees,
Oh, right.
which, as you can imagine, don't do so well in the Australian heat.
Yeah, it must be a challenge to keep those trees fresh and green.
It is, and Monica's dad came up with this ingenious solution.
Oh, tell
He
me.
built a DIY tree stand with bucket pegs and a metal pole.
Wow, that's
It
resourceful.
was a true testament to Aussie ingenuity.
I love it. And of course, Frank had to chime in with his memories of Christmas as a child.
Of course he did.
He even mentioned using real candles on the Christmas tree.
I know, can you imagine the fire hazard?
Oh my
But
goodness.
Frank said back then, common sense was the main safety regulation.
Wow, times have definitely changed.
They have. And you know, Monica's backyard wasn't just home to koalas and Christmas tree memories.
Oh, is there more?
She also mentioned encounters with possums, echidnas, even a fox.
It sounds like a wildlife sanctuary.
Right. And then she had a run-in with a brown snake.
A brown snake. Those are venomous, aren't they?
They are. She had to call a snake catcher to safely remove it from her garden.
That's a good reminder to be aware of your surroundings.
It is, especially in Australia.
But it's fascinating how Monica's backyard adventures from the koala encounter to the brown snake sparked these broader conversations
They did.
about cultural traditions, social issues, and the changing landscape of our world.
It's amazing how those seemingly small moments can lead to these bigger reflections.
It's a testament to how interconnected our lives truly are.
You're so right, Claire. And that's the beauty of these Caffeine Crossings Brood Reviews.
Exactly. It's about connecting, sharing, and learning from each other's experiences.
It really makes you appreciate the diversity of life on this planet.
It does, and it's a good reminder that what might seem ordinary in one part of the world
Yeah.
can be quite extraordinary in another.
Exactly. And, you know, Monica's brown snake encounter,
Yeah.
it really got me thinking about how different life is in Australia compared to other parts of the world.
You know what's fascinating to me
What?
is how those encounters with nature
Yeah.
often reveal deeper truths about ourselves and the societies we live in.
That's a really interesting perspective.
Like, think about it, Monica, having to call a snake catcher.
Right.
It highlights those unique challenges and adaptations required for life in Australia.
D it definitely does. It's not just about snakes either, right? Remember,
No.
we were talking about real Christmas trees
Oh, yes.
and how difficult it is to keep them fresh in the Aussie heat.
Absolutely. That conversation was so illuminating.
It
It
was.
highlighted how cultural traditions often have to adapt to the realities of the environment.
It's true. And Monica's dad's DIY Christmas tree stand.
Oh, yes. What a great story.
Talk about resourceful.
It just goes to show how people find creative solutions to overcome those challenges.
They do, and it's that Aussie ingenuity, isn't it?
Resourcefulness is definitely a defining characteristic of Australians, I'd say.
Yeah, they have this incredible ability to make do and find innovative ways to adapt to their surroundings.
Exactly.
But you know, it's not just about the practicalities of life down under.
No.
These stories also reveal something about the Australian spirit, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's a sense of resilience, a sense of humor, and a deep connection to the land that just permeates these stories.
Yeah.
It's what makes Australian culture so unique and captivating.
I completely agree. It's a reminder that even in the face of challenges,
Yes.
there's this underlying optimism
Mm-hmm.
and a determination to make the best of things.
And that spirit shines through in all of our Breida community members, doesn't it?
It really does.
Whether it's Sebastian navigating the joys and challenges of new parenthood, Frank sharing his wisdom and experiences,
Well,
or Monica embracing those adventures, both planned and unplanned.
yeah, they really do embody that zest for life.
They each bring something so special to the community.
And it's inspiring to see how they navigate these different stages of life, you know, embracing the changes and finding joy in the everyday moments.
And it's a reminder to all of us, isn't it?
What's that?
Life is full of twists and turns, unexpected encounters, and moments that challenge us to grow and adapt.
It is.
But it's in those moments that we discover our strength, our resilience, and our capacity for connection.
Beautifully said, Claire. I think that's the perfect note to end on.
I agree, Sam. So until next time, Breida community.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you soon, Claire and Sam.
Toodaloo.